Well, good morning, everyone, and thanks for joining us today. We're really glad to have you in Miami. First of all, I'd like to welcome you on behalf of General Richardson. She's excited about this conference. She's pushed us hard to make this worth your time, and I think that's something that we all want, right? If we're going to invest our time, which I know for each of you is limited, we got to make sure that there's value coming back to us as individuals, value to our organizations, and much more value to our nation. So she's going to take some time this morning to come and talk to us. I hope that when she comes, you listen, because what she's going to try to do is talk to you not only about the importance of space, but she's also going to talk to you about what the strategy needs to be as we start to build that together. And that's the big thing. We don't have a space strategy for Southcom or for the Western Hem, but we think we need to build one together to be able to operate there. So I'm the J3, the Director of Operations for General Richardson. And, you know, as you get into operations, everyone always likes to talk about maritime and land and air. Over the last couple of years, we've started to talk about cyber. And now we're talking about space. And we're talking about all these things. And I will tell you, on a daily basis, with the 31 countries that serve together with the United States in the Southcom AOR in this neighborhood, we got a lot of things that are going on. And so it's really appreciative of us to see people taking time to spend some time talking about space. For us, space in the Western Hemisphere is key terrain. It is an area where we know that everyone is looking to increase space capability, space capacity, and we're looking to do that with some partners that are like-minded, are democratic in nature, and are looking to expand things and use this rare resource to not only expand what our nations need for our sovereign security, but also for the economic opportunities that it brings to each of us. This past summer, General Richardson got to go around with Administrator Nelson, the head of NASA, and he was able to visit Argentina, Brazil, and Colombia. And as he came, he really brought an excitement. It was great to watch him with kids talking about space and talking about being in space. It was very satisfying to see kids kind of flock around him, and just because he was talking about what space means and the next adventure and the next opportunity. And I think those are all great, and we've got to embrace that because we serve people. But for us, I think we need to take a more near-term look at what are we doing with space, what do we want to get out of it, how is it going to help our operations in the maritime, air, and land domain, and how can we work together to make that happen? I got to shake most of the hands of everyone up here this morning. It's a great group, and it's a like-minded group, because when I went out to get my cup of coffee, all the coffee was gone. So I like this group. They're a coffee group. But I hope that you'll take some time not only to listen to each other, because I think that's going to be an important part of what we're seeing. This region, the region that Southcom resides in, what I'm finding more and more is there's all kinds of value in bilateral relations. There's so much more value in regional relations and what each of us brings to the table, how we can share that, and where we can go together. I don't want to take up too many surprises for the commander, or she'll come and beat me. But I will tell you, as she talks, she's going to talk about some of the challenges and where she wants to go ahead, and the investments that we are making in this area of operations. And it's substantial investments, and we're looking to do more of those investments in the future. So as we go through and as we talk about what you were doing and where you want to be, please take that into account. We're hoping that we can bring money, time, training, and people together to not only increase the investments that we're making, but to make better value of what you're doing. There's going to be lots of times during the breaks, especially this morning. We're kind of going to take it slow. You know, I know you guys are all getting used to the heat of Miami again, and the palm trees and the open skies. But during those breaks, please make sure you take time to to meet at least one or two people in between those, because I think that's the value that we get from having conferences in person. It's those relationships. It's exchanging WhatsApp numbers. It's the coordination that we're going to get out of after this that's going to happen. I was lucky enough to be here last year at the our space conference. It was the first time we had one in person. It's interesting to see how many faces have changed, but there's still a lot of faces that are the same. And so I'm just very excited about this week, and I'm looking forward to recognizing all of you and what you're doing, and then truly figuring out how we can go. Last thing I'll say is I think both of these guys did a great job in their remarks, and they brought it up, but this space conference doesn't happen without a lot of people pulling their oars together to get the boat moving in the same direction. Started in December with a more AO-level team to really start talking about what it is that's important and how we're doing that, and it's ending today, tomorrow, and the next day with a lot of great discussion. So please enjoy the time that we have together. Please ask questions, and I'll ask you to do that. I think General Richardson's going to give you time to ask questions after her presentation. I think she'd really love to hear from this group at the front of the table. I'll just tell you that right now. So any questions you have, I know that she'd be glad to answer them. And if she can't answer them, I'm sure I can't. And then we'll get you someone else on the AO level that'll be able to do it. So thank you very much for your time. Thanks for your attention. Look forward to shaking your hand, having a drink with you, and exchanging ideas. Appreciate it.